Time now for this week's Nutrition Minute.
Today we're taking a closer look at the protein group. So proteins include everything from eggs, meat and poultry, beans and peas, nuts and seeds, and seafood. And it's important to get a variety of protein foods because protein actually is involved in almost everything your body does, including building muscle. And as far as seafood goes, try to get seafood at least once a week, if not twice, because you get some really important nutrition in seafood that's hard to find anywhere else. So thanks for listening, and don't forget to eat healthy and stay active.
Lauren here at Lifetime with Jesse. Jesse, we're in the pool. Tell me a little bit about what you do here at Lifetime.
Well, here at Lakeville Lifetime, I'm the head swim coach of the club. So what that means is that we have five different ability groups of youth swim teams here at Lakeville Lifetime, starting with the first group. The ages in that group are about between 7 to 9 years old, and then they kind of go up every 2 years after that. Now, we don't have any specific age category for what ability group that we're in. It's pretty much based off of just that ability in the water. As the head coach here at Lakeville Lifetime, I also do private swim lessons. So I do a lot of private one-on-one lessons with adults, all the way from maybe adults in their 30s, 40s, 50s that have never really learned how to swim before.
Okay.
And they kind of want to take it up now, all the way up until adults that do triathlons. Depending on the age and the ability level of the class, sometimes there'll be three kids in the class for our younger ones, for our little guys, from about 2 years to 3 years old. And then ranging from there going up, we have group lessons all the way up to the age of 13, 14, 15. So we kind of offer it all here at Lakeville.
So 6 months old, you can start swimming when you're a baby. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's the biggest part of it is we call it water acclimation. So the biggest thing is getting the infant used to being in water. You can even get them used to going underwater and being fully submerged, holding their breath. So it's a lot of cues. It's a lot of simple counting, you know, like 1, 2, 3, and then like dumping a cup of water on the infant's head to get them used to water and things like that.
So tell me, when we first walk into this pool, what are the safety rules that every kid should know?
The first one, probably the biggest one that nobody usually wants to follow, is no running on the pool deck. Pool decks are designed for the water to run off of them into a gutter system. So they're usually sloped and they usually are a little bit slippery so the water can move over the surface of them. So we never want any running on the pool deck. That's number one, by far biggest one, no running on the pool deck. Some other obvious ones are always make sure that there's a lifeguard on duty when you're swimming. If you're under the age of 18 here at Lakeville Lifetime, you have to have a parent in the water with you.
So now that we know all the safety features, should we get in the water and talk a little bit about swimming?
Sure.
Actually,
I'd love to.
So tell me what the different strokes are when you're in a pool.
So there's four different competitive strokes. There's freestyle, that's your basic front crawl stroke. Then there's backstroke, breaststroke, and butterfly, the one that Michael Phelps is most known for.
Let's start with, how about the breaststroke? Is that a good first stroke to start with?
Yeah, breaststroke is a rather easy one to learn. Biggest thing in breaststroke is that just like all three of the other strokes, is you want to try to stay as horizontal as possible in the water. Okay, so no matter how we're swimming, no matter how we're moving through the water, we move most efficiently when we're the highest up on the surface of the water as we can be, and when we are holding a straight line from head to toe, so when we're staying really horizontal.
All right, you think you got it?
Oh yeah.
Let's see it. Oh, Victor. Well, thank you, Jesse, for teaching us a little bit about swimming. We really appreciate it, and hopefully get a lot of kids out here swimming this year.
Yeah, anytime, Lauren. Thank you.
Thanks so much. It's time for our junior reporter to interview another one of your favorite Minnesota Vikings.
What advice do you have
for kids that looked up to you?
Oh, man, you know, first thing is first, you know. Stay focused and achieve what you want in life, you know what I mean? Don't let someone's opinion become your reality. You know, always stay focused, always work hard, and stay out of trouble. And listen to your parents, Adam. Okay.
What is your favorite food?
My favorite food, actually rice and beans and chicken and oxtails.
Do you have a pet?
Do I have a pet? No, but I actually like dogs. I used to have 7 dogs. I actually had 7 dogs. Crazy, right?
What are you looking forward to the new stadium?
Oh, man, just the fans, man. The fans, just the new atmosphere. You know, it's going to be very exciting. I'm looking forward to playing in the new stadium. Looking forward to seeing you out there, young man. I'm going to have a good time out there. You know, us as brothers, we're going to have a great time out there and just, you know, winning games.
What do you like the most about playing football?
Oh, man, it's very fun. I played when I was around your age, actually. But it's fun, man. Honestly, it just teaches you the basic structure of just life. You know, staying disciplined, staying focused, you know, staying out of trouble. Football is just more than a sport to me. It taught me a lot. It kept me out of trouble, you know. Just keeps you disciplined and just grounded in life.
Yeah.
For sure, man.
What was your nickname?
E-Man. Yeah. Or actually twin. I have a twin brother. I'm an identical twin. High five, man. I like it.